Well, hello everyone, it's Paul Hopkins, and Claire is in the background at the moment. Why am I playing this? Oh, well, firstly, it's audio mode day 18. I'm going to keep doing audio mode until I get to the end of June or to 30 modes or whatever, because I won't get another, what are we on, 14 or so in between now and the end of June, so I'll just keep doing audio modes because I think audio mode is alright. I'll just do some more, just carry on. This is an important one. Why am I playing dog in the background? Or dogs in the background. This is from 1982, by the way. This is the dog thing. A rough mix, it's called. I'm playing it because I had my first refusal yesterday in a taxi. I'll tell you about it in a minute. I'm going to put this back up and then give him a little round of applause for being stupid. Here we go. So yeah, lots of applause there for the silly taxi driver. Although I don't suppose I should call him silly because I'm about to take him to court. So I got my taxi ordered from the company that I use most in Birmingham, and they're very, very good. In fact, they've even got Usher's Facebook page up on their screens, and they use that page to make people aware and all the rest of it. So I booked a taxi to go from where I work into town to get a train, and then taxi turned up and I went round, and I wondered why he's being a bit hesitant. I was like, knocking on the window, and then he opened it and he said, I said, taxi for Paul. I said, yeah. No, I said, is it taxi for Paul? He said, yeah. And I said, yeah, we go, okay, where do you want me? In the front or the back with the dog? You know, you can the dog will sit in the footwell of the front between your legs, and you put the seat back in the front, or you'll push your seat forward, the passenger seat forward, and the dog sits behind, and not on a seat but in the footwell. And he said, I'm not taking your dog. And I said, you have to. And he said, no, I don't. I said, yeah, you do. I said, it's an assistance dog, it's a guide dog, it's got a harness on it, so you know it's a guide dog. And he said, it's a family car. And I said, I don't care, if you use your family car for work, then that's up to you. I said, but you have to take the dog. It's illegal to refuse to take a guide dog. And he point blank refused. So I phoned up the company concerned, and they're very, very good. They're extremely good. And they were literally on the phone to me and on the phone to him, on the radio to him, calling him in saying, you know, you need to take him. And he said, no, I don't have to. And you didn't ask me. And he must have said no about 20 times. So now I have to look at what my options are. But I think primarily I'll get his license number and everything tomorrow. He was suspended on the spot, so I don't know how long a suspension lasts for with the taxi company, or whether it really means anything. But the company concerned are very, very serious about it and just told him to go home. But yeah, and that was that. They got me into the taxi within a few minutes. So all wasn't lost, but it's my first full-on refusal, and it wasn't, there was no doubt about it, man wasn't going to be moved, so I will have no worries about reporting him to the council. Just thought I'd share that, because it's not something that happens to people very often, but it can happen to people with guide dogs. But there might be people here listening to that would be surprised to that kind of thing happening. I'm not likening it to anything, it's nothing to do with Brexit or anything like that. You know, this is just something that is common within taxis, it would seem, and restaurants sometimes, but seems less that it happens in restaurants, but definitely it's happening in taxis, taxi refusers. And to be honest, he's picked a really stupid time to do it, because there is lobbies in the camp and the to the government about it with through guide dogs, and they've been gaining lots of strong attention. So I will take it to court and highlight it to my MP, because he was interested in the general sense that we should be not getting refusals on in taxis with assistance doggies. So there you go. Thought I'd share that for my next audio mo. And I'll speak to you all soon. So here's a bit more rough mix. And a bit more of a round of applause for the man that refused to take me to town with Usher, my doggy. Speak to you all soon.